This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, Monday, we told you about the breaking news from over the weekend regarding the county executive's race in St. Louis County, and that is that somebody new is entering that race, and that would be current county councilman Dennis Hancock. We got him on the phone this morning. Dennis, welcome back. You're back in town now, huh?
I am, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I saw that that story break this weekend, during the GOP get-together over here for Lincoln Reagan Day's event. And what made you make this decision?
Well, you know, for the last 2 years, I've been sitting on the county council, and I've been watching up close and personal what Dr. Page has and hasn't been doing as a county executive. And it's just time for us to make a change and take the county back to a time and a place where things were done. We were filling potholes. We were plowing snow in subdivisions. We were making sure that our county was safe. And we've just gotten away from what I call just competent government. And I think it's time. It's not very exciting. It's not very sexy. But that's what people, I think, expect for their tax dollars.
You know,
and it's time for us to get back to that.
If I lived in St. Louis County, obviously you would have my vote. I support you. My concern would be that we've seen this change in St. Louis County where some of the areas were red and they're kind of going more purple. Some of them even gone full on blue at this point. Do you think St. Louis County will ever elect a conservative, or do you think it's going to be someone who's more, you know, center or far left like Sam Page?
Well, I think what it's going to take is a combination of all of the above. I think that one thing that I've found in talking to people over the years is that they just want their government to get out of their way. They want it to be there when they need it to do things like plow the streets and fix potholes, but they don't want it to be involved in every aspect of their daily lives. And I think that what we're seeing is from Dr. Page is that it's just it's constantly trying to figure out how to, get more tax dollars for doing less work.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that people want to go in that direction anymore. And I think, it's going to take a concerted effort to not only hold on to the Republican votes, but then to supplement that with disaffected Democrats, conservative Democrats, people that were like my family when I was growing up. My family were all, my relatives were all Democrats, but they were conservatives. And so I think that, the party has left a lot of those people behind. And so I think they're looking for an alternative. And I plan to provide that alternative for them.
And Sam Page doesn't get along with the majority of Democrats he has on the council now. So certainly there are people in his own party out there who've lost confidence in his leadership.
Well, that's exactly right, Mark. I think that what a great example of that was week before last when he had his press conference about Proposition B, and there were four of us from the council who were in the room at the time, and we got up together, and there's two Democrat women from North County and two Republican men from South and West County, and we're all singing from the same page in the hymnal that, you know, this is Proposition B is what we need in St. Louis County. And so I think that we've shown over the last several years that we can work together. We all, for the most part, you know, there's always going to be those things that they have to vote with the Democrats on and we have to vote with the Republicans on. And I think we all accept that. But on the issues that we can work together and find some common ground, we've gotten really good at doing that.
Yeah, well, I wish you the best of luck with that. You know, Dennis, I was just thinking that for a lot of people who maybe countywide only know you as a county councilman, you served an administrative role in Fenton as mayor.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
All right.
That's right. I was the mayor of Fenton for 12 years, and one of the cornerstones of my time as mayor was our focus on economic development. And economic development, for people who may not know it, is simply jobs, bringing jobs to your community, keeping jobs in your community. When in 2006, the state of Missouri did a survey and found that the city of Fenton had more full-time jobs per resident than any city in the state of Missouri. We had 25,000 full-time jobs in a community of 4,000 people. That's a pretty big deal. And we did it by being simple. We made it easy for businesses to come in and do business with us. And we streamlined our permitting process. We kept our taxes low. We did all those things that everybody understands intrinsically need to be done to attract and retain businesses. And we did it. We executed on it. And we were successful doing it.
Now that you've thrown your name in the hat for county executive, anyone in particular at this point you'd like to see fill your council seat?
No, not really. I think that, for me to anoint somebody to replace me is probably premature. I think there are a lot of good folks that are out there who are serving in some capacity today. There are lots of mayors, lots of council members in my district who probably could do a very good job of representing the people of the district. So I would encourage that, those folks to let somebody know that you're interested.
Yeah, very true. Talking to Dennis Hancock, county councilman, who's going to be running for county executive. Talk about Prop B for a minute. I know Sam Page has been out there slamming it because it gives the council, if they're united on it, the ability to affect county departments, correct?
Yeah, what it really does is it lets us hold people accountable. For example, we have the county councilor who is in violation of the charter has hired several outside law firms without coming to the council to get approval for it. And, we get stuck with these bills.
Yes.
And so, but Dr. Page isn't holding her accountable for that. We had the public health director who violated the Sunshine Law by claiming there was no euthanasia plan. And then all of a sudden, when one is presented to her, says, "Oh yeah, I didn't. That wasn't what I was talking about." Well, when you violate the Sunshine Law, that's a serious thing. When you lie about it, that makes it even more serious. And so, you know, but Dr. Page has done nothing to hold her accountable.
Yeah.
So in instances like that, somebody has to be held accountable. And with what Proposition B does is it allows the council to hold them accountable if the county executive chooses not to.
Yeah, definitely a yes on Prop B. One last county executive question here, Dennis. Mm-hmm. There's a very good chance on April 8th, St. Louis is going to get a new mayor. Unlike Tashara Jones, Kara Spencer is, based on an article she did on NPR back in February, all in on the idea of a city-county merger, a sort of a new approach to better together, some sort of regional cooperation. Where do you stand on that whole thing?
I think that it's clear that the people of St. Louis County don't have any interest in that. I think we have much bigger problems to solve. I liken it to when you get on an airplane and they're giving you the safety spiel that when the masks fall down from the ceiling, put your own on before you try to help somebody else. We need to put our own mask on in St. Louis County before we start worrying about what we're going to do to help the city or help anybody else.
Very good. Dennis Hancock, we appreciate your time this morning. Congrats on your decision.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
Yep. We'll talk soon. But County Councilman Dennis Hancock there running against Sam Page. If that guy gets reelected, I'm telling you, man, I will have officially lost all faith in the voters in St. Louis County. I know, like Kim, it was a good question to ask him about how the vote has turned in St. Mm-hmm. Louis County. It is a purple county. There's yeah. just no doubt about it. It's very difficult. With the Democrat strongholds in Webster, Kirkwood, North County, to get a Republican elected countywide these days. Mm-hmm. And he will face some challenges. However, Sam Page may be the perfect foil for that. He may be the perfect candidate to run against because so many Democrats are upset with some of what he's done, if they paid attention.
Well, you would think the logical person like yourself would say yes, but you think about what Sam Page did during the COVID
yes.
pandemic era, shutting down all these businesses, shutting down churches. He was the first person to say, we need to make sure everyone stays home and masks up and blah, 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 blah. And people voted for him. So
again,
just when I think people will have logic, they don't.
It's true. Very true.
Get more at 971talk.com.